Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Okay, welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. This is where the underground artists are above ground and they're making quakes. And we know you can be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with me, DJ E Monster. And I got a hot, nice interview for you guys coming up. I got some hot music. I got to introduce you to this artist. He goes by the name of Hundo. I got him here in the studio with me right now. Let me see. What's up, Hundo?
Yeah. Whoa, what's up, world? It's your boy Hundo Gang. You know what I'm saying? Scrado, California, 352. Stand up, man.
That's what's up. So, all right, bro. As we get ready to get monstrous around here on a Takeover Tuesday, you about ready
right
for this interview to break down to the people so they can find out who you is?
Yeah, it's time to get to them. Let the world know.
Okay. So, all right, let me get through my
breather. How we rock?
Let me get through my breathers, and then when we come back, I'm going to do my little breathers. I got, let's see, one. Matter of fact, I might go two breathers. I'm not for sure. But then we're going to come back, y'all. We're going to talk with Hundo and see what he got going on and what his monstrous buzz is all about. You heard his music
y'all
last week.
Y'all stay tuned. Y'all keep it locked.
And y'all can meet him tonight. So check it out. Let me see. How am I going to start this off? I want to start it off a little groovy. This ain't brand new, but it's still groovy. Starting out this Takeover Tuesday on Monstrous Radio Live. 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 to be monstrous, though, as we interview Hundo. Yeah, DJ E-Monster, you're about to enter the monster mix. Let's get it, Hundo. This is called Party and Bullshit. Monstrous Radio.
All I
want
to do is party and bullshit. I'm way too drunk to leave. I done bought the bus and by the bed to take my keys. Turned up to the D, started looking right at me. Told her I'm a rich boy, I'm about to throw some D's. These bitches only love you for the person that they see. Why you think I keep these BBS's all on me? I might start a forest fire burning all the streets. VIP is drinks on me, sip is spilling drinks on me. And I don't wanna go home when they turn the lights on. Call me up so drunk, DJ play another song. Promoter on the blood, though. Team lady, got a team lady. You don't want a whole team with it. VIP the whole team in it. You a damn lot of say to win with it. Stay down, nigga, we up. Three cups, fucking tea up. Man, to the club, I done fell in love. I never ever leave us, yeah. And I should be back home by now. Really should be gone by now. Texting in my phone by now.
Yeah.
take over Tuesday. Monsterous Radio. What a roar. Got a hot little show for y'all tonight. We got Hundo coming up real soon, y'all. Stay ready. Stay ready. We got a little commercial for y'all, and then we're going to come back with y'all right after, if I can get this.
Here at Monsterous Radio, we got a new product sponsor called Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Yeah, that's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. I know it's wintertime, but you ever met somebody breath so stink that they snot stink? I mean breath so bad that it make you stop breathing. Smell like they've been chewing on double butt hubba bubba bubblegum. Breath so bad that they thought stink. Be like, ooh, did you fart? No, shut up, your breath stink. So next time you meet somebody like that, get them some Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. That's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Now available at the Quick Quick Pick Me Out and Rob Me Corner Store. Blunts three for a dollar, but that's six on EDD.
Oh my goodness, my system is over here having problems, but I'm going to keep it together. I got one more track for you guys, and then we're going to get to this interview. Let me see, what do I got? Matter of fact, this is Nas Bravo. This is called Put It in Reverse, featuring E-40. After this, we got the Hundo interview. Stay with us, y'all. Stay with us. Look, my problem is just, ooh-wee. Come on, man. Live
Yo.
Damn radio.
If you got a sex drive, baby, put it in reverse. Hey, put it in reverse. Yeah, I want it bad, but you know you want it worse. Put it in reverse. You got a sex drive, baby, put it in reverse. Put it in reverse. Yeah, I want it bad, but you know you want it worse. Put it in reverse. Young Bravo, baby, tell me what it's hitting for. More bottles in the motherfucking liquor store. She going past it like we about to run a pick and roll. But fuck a pick and roll, hit her with the dick and roll. Let me fill your glass up with some vodka now. You ain't gotta ask, I'ma chop it down. She want party, smoking the Bob Marley. Engine in her trunk, so I call him his Ferrari. I'm too honest, why they on me? Face like a Barbie, body is Abercrombie. Ass like a horse, baby, hop up on this donkey. Fuck it so good, have her walking like a zombie. Shouts to Googie, shining bright as a ruby. Your friends wanna do me, baby, let's make a movie. Born with the gift of gab, so mommy in the bag. Got the two-seater, tell your girlfriends to get the cab. You got a sex drive, baby, put it in reverse. Put it in reverse. Yeah, I want it bad, but you know you want it worse. Put it in reverse. You got a sex drive, baby, put it in reverse. Put it in reverse. Yeah, I want it bad, but you know you want it worse. Put it in reverse.
She pops that trunk for a real nigga. Baby bad in person like her Instagram picture. An expert at the twerking. Lady luscious figure. I'm the dude, I'm the nigga. Learn about it. I'm a fixture. I'm the liquor. She gal. She gal. She bad. She bad. Make a married man wanna smash. She know I'm doing numbers. She know I'm going up. She know I'm well connected. Got the hook up like a tow truck. Roll up. Spark up. Light up. Burn. Everything she got. What about it? She earned. She earned. 36, 24, 36. 36. Hella flexible, know how to do the split. Drop it like a hot potato. Hot potato. Work it, work it. Bashful, bashful. Never heard of it. Wake their ass up. Wobble that butt. Butt. Put it in reverse. Verse. Pop that trunk. Pop it.
If you got a sex drive, baby, put it in reverse. Put it in reverse. Yeah, I want it bad, but you know you want it worse. Put it in reverse. You got a sex drive, baby, put it in reverse. Yeah, I want it bad, but you know you want it worse. Put it in reverse. Let's take a ride to the finish line, you could get it first. Put it in reverse. Till we get right on nine, baby, I can feel your thirst. Put it in reverse. Turned up off the slurricane. And for those that don't know, they gon' learn the name. They go last name Bravo, first name Nozzle. Top model and bad bitch aficionado. If you got a sex drive, baby, put it in reverse. Put it in reverse. Yeah, I want it bad, but you know you want it worse. Put it in reverse. You got a sex drive, baby, put it in reverse. Put it in reverse. Yeah, I want it bad, but you know you want it worse. Put it in reverse.
Okay, if you got it like that, put it in reverse. Nas Bravo. Bravo, if I can get his name right, did it. So So I hope y'all ready. Monsters Radio Live. We getting ready to do this interview here in a hot minute. Matter of fact, let me go over here, check in with Hondo, see how he's feeling. How you feeling tonight, Phil, Hondo?
Man, we turned up on the Zone of Drugs all week. We turned up. Hey man, hey, I got a question. Hey, could we cuss on here?
Cuss on here? On this show?
Yeah.
Oh hell,
yeah.
Motherfucker, no, you can't cuss on this goddamn show. Fuck that. No, I'm just playing. No, you good, bruh.
We
online radio.
I had to get that out of the way.
So, all right, bro. So, before we even get started, you know what I mean? Go ahead and let the people know right now how they connect with you on social media.
Okay. Facebook, Dupree Hundo, DupreeHundo. Instagram, Dupree Hundo, DupreeHundo. YouTube, Dupree Hundo, DupreeHundo. And that's pretty much it right now for our social media.
Okay.
Dupree Hundo.
So,
I'm everywhere. That's my name, Dupree Hundo. Y'all remember that name?
There it is. So
I'm going to be here for a minute.
So before we get into the interview, you know what I mean, and get into your entertainment exploits, you know what I mean, and all the type of things that you're into, let's help the people get to know you a little bit better as a person outside of the music business. Because I feel people can, when they feel, you know, they can relate to you on certain things, they're more apt to gravitate towards you as an artist compared to, you know what I mean, just who is that dude? I don't know nothing about him. I don't know no background, know nothing on nobody. So,
Simple,
bro, why don't you go on and let them know, who are you outside of the music industry? I mean, are you a sibling, a brother, a player, a pimp, a pastor? Who is Hundo outside of the entertainment business?
Yeah, most definitely a sibling. Shit, I got 8 brothers and sisters. Shit, I come from a big family. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm from a big family. I had ups and downs, been in and out of jail. Shit like that. Normal, regular hood shit. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's what my life was like. Hood shit. I grew up in the hood. Like, shit was hard.
Right.
Shit, nigga still in the hood. All right, get out this bitch.
So where are you originally from? Where did you grow up? Where are you from?
I'm from Florida, Ocala, Florida, Central Florida. Like an hour away from Orlando, Florida. Like 30 minutes away from Gainesville, Florida. Like.
Okay, and without dating yourself, you dig? Tell the people, what was it like for you as a youngster coming up in your city? What was the scenery like there?
The scenery? Well... What I seen a lot of glitz and glamour, like from the streets, like the beat dope boy, beat rounds. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what we wanted growing up, like listening to the Hot Boys, and that was our era, the Hot Boys and T.I. and I'm Serious, and that's what we wanted to be, because that's what we saw coming up. You know what I'm saying? But we also saw a lot of struggle. You know what I'm saying? Lights off. Stuff like that. Not being able to afford clothes, so you had to get out here and get it. You know what I'm saying? You had to get out here and get it by any means.
Okay.
I don't complain, because life is what it is. Adversity built character. That's what got me here today.
Right.
Everything I've been through.
Okay.
But yeah, man.
Okay.
You know, that's pretty much it. And next year.
All right. So, what made you decide to get into the music industry?
I always loved music since I was a kid. Since I was young, I always had a thing for good music. I started rapping probably when I was like 12, 13.
All right.
Always had passion and love for music.
Now, when you
That's
first started rapping, did you start out as a when you first started rapping, did you start out as a solo artist? Did you, you know, start out with
a
couple homeboys as a group?
Yeah, I was always in groups. But, you know, up until like a year or two ago, I just decided to chase the dream by myself. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody is not going to prioritize this like you are. You know what I'm saying? This ain't everybody's dream like it's your dream. So you can't let other people control that and put your dream in other people's hands when they boil down
right.
to it.
Okay.
So
all
I
right,
just
I
had
just
to get the ball. I just had to get the ball rolling. Like, this is what I want. Like, this is what I love. This is my passion, doing music.
Okay. And that's what caused you to go out on your own?
Right. My drive. Like, my drive was different than others. Like, this is what I really want. Like, not a hobby. It's just something I love to do. Just wake up
right.
and rap. You know what I'm saying? Just, I just love it. And to make good music.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, my next question might be a little tricky one for you, bro.
All right.
Yeah,
might be
a little bit. Do you remember the first song that you wrote?
I ain't going to lie to you. The first song, No, world. I ain't gonna be like the other niggas that lie to you. I ain't lie to you. I don't do like the other niggas that lie to you. I don't remember the first. that was a few verses in it, or hooks ago. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. You feel me? I'm gonna keep it all the way G. One thing about it, my name Hondo for a reason. I keep the shit all the way 100 with you. I understand.
Right,
no need
right.
to cap. No cap. No ball cap.
hey, actually, I was going to ask. That was my next question. Then we're going to get into your track and tell some people here haven't heard your track yet. We're going to play one of your tracks. But I was going to ask you, how did you end up with the name Hondo?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like the people that I be around. Like that's how my rap names always came and evolved. It's just the people I be around, and they feel like I'm just a solid person. Like, and Hondo is another term for saying 100. You know what I'm saying? So instead of 100, they call me Hondo. So
right.
That's just the lingo out down here our way. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Okay, that's what's up. So, all right, bro.
Yeah, just being a solid, real nigga.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, man, have fun. Yeah, that's the first single.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, tell us. Well, we're going to spin it, and then when we come back, then you can tell us about how it came about, you writing it and stuff like that. But go ahead and give us a nice, monstrous introduction to your track, Have Fun, right here from Monster.
Okay, y'all listen up. Y'all turn your radios up. It's your boy Dupree Hondo, straight out of Ocala, Florida, putting it down. Dope boys just want to have fun. This is going to be y'all favorite song, man. It's going down. All 2019. Let's go.
Yeah. Right here. Monsters Radio Live.
Dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on the designer drugs, yeah. Before we had to get it out the mud, yeah. Dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on the designer drugs, yeah. Before we had to get it out the mud, yeah. Gonna roll one, smoke one. Cup pulled up a strong one. I ain't drizzy, but I'm on one. Bitch, I'm living like a dope boy. I got this gas from my homeboy. You think I'm stopping, then you're wrong, boy. Dolo flow, I got my own boy. I'm sitting high up on that polo horse. Rich watch, this a Michael Kors. I'm turning up when I get bored. Pump no gang off the glass, all we do is press the board. Blunts going back and forth from that nigga, and you know. Dope boys, they wanna have fun.
bad bitches just wanna have fun. We turned up on designer drugs, yeah. But first we had to get it out the mud, yeah. Dope boys just wanna have fun. Bad bitches just wanna have fun. We turned up on designer drugs, yeah. But first we had to get it out the mud, yeah.
Everybody wanna slice, but ain't willing to pay the price. Niggas hated that I'm nice. I hustle to sacrifice. Taking chances to get it. I'm jeopardizing my life. And I'm fully committed. I'm strictly handling the business. Got my mind on the minute. Laces tight, I ain't tripping. All I got is them bitches. And I put my faith in my Glock. Can't show no love to these niggas. She ain't gon' hold you down. Can't put no trust in these bitches. I just roll me a switch and elevate on you niggas. First bond, I was saying, get that paper, little nigga. Fuck the hate of my nigga. Fuck the rebate of my nigga. But when I'm tired, we ain't even had no cape for my nigga. I know I'm destined to get it. Hundo, dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on designer drugs, yeah. But first we had to get it out the mud, yeah. Dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on designer drugs, yeah. But first we had to get it out the mud, yeah.
Yeah. So that's Hundo. Hundo.
Gang, gang.
Bruh, that song hit me ever since the first time I heard it. Tell us, how did that song come about? You still there? Can you hear me, bro?
Yeah, it's all out inspiration.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. We.
So go ahead. Tell us about.
It's just real. Like that's what dope boys want to do. That's what the bad bitches want to do. Like that's the environment I come from. We turn up on the line of the door. We turn up. We on a little one. YOLO. Fuck it. Gang shit.
Mm-hmm.
And to the world blue. So. We just having fun, living life, trying to elevate.
Right.
Making these city people on the hill, man. Making them turn up in that club, man.
Right. That's definitely going to be one of those New Year songs, New Year's Eve songs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, feel good.
Yeah.
It's a good vibe, man. It's a vibe.
Okay. So, all right, go ahead
and
tell people again how they can find you on social media, because I want to beat this in their head. I want people to wake up tomorrow and be like, Hundo.
Y'all need to get y'all ass on it right now. Y'all need to get on it right now. Dupre Hundo. DupreHundo on Facebook. Dupre Hundo. DupreHundo on Instagram. Dupre Hundo, DupreHundo on YouTube. Follow me, Gang Way. Live from Sixth Street Way.
So, all right, bro. So, is that a single or is that on an album that's running right now?
Yeah, it's on my first mixtape I put out, Live from Sixth Street.
Okay.
So
it's the
first single, the lead single.
Ah, okay. So
the video and everything is up on YouTube. So.
All right. And what they just put in the Dupre Hundo on YouTube?
Yeah, Dupre Hundo, DupreHundo. You'll pop up. Go subscribe. Dupre Hundo, go subscribe on YouTube. Follow me, you will not be disappointed. High quality music. I do it for the people.
Okay. What else can we expect on that album?
It's a lot of versatility on there. A lot of versatility. I made everything sound a little different. You know what I'm saying? It's like I didn't want to be put in the box. So I just did a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just to show my capabilities.
Okay. Right. Well, we are close to the end of the interview. We do got a couple people over here that pressed one. So let's go over here and check with them and see what they on. Some people been on here since the beginning of the interview, so they might have a question for you, bro.
Yeah, let's check in. Let's check in.
All right. Let's check this one right here. 352-875. Who we got on Monsters Radio Live? Hello.
Check. It's your boy DJ Damage, man. What's the word, man?
Whoa, whoa.
Oh, okay. It's DJ. Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah. Nah, I mean.
Good with it, man.
Know what I'm saying, son?
Before I let you ask him a question, come on, bro. Give us something that, you know, Hundo's trying to hold out on. You know, I mean, you the DJ, bro. I know you got a funny story on my man. you got some juice for us, DJ. Damage.
One thing I can say is we've been tearing up the road a lot this year, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hard work.
Getting everything ready for the beginning of the year. You know what I'm saying? Formulating some tours and other outlets for platforms for exposure, man. And Hundo's definitely been one of those that's, you know what I'm saying, eager. So that's why I've locked in with him, you know what I'm saying? And you don't see those artists nowadays that are hungrier than they're hungrier for the actual art than the attention, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Right. So I love this shit. I love this shit.
So when you find an artist like that, you lock in with him, cause the limits are endless. Feel me? So.
Okay, bro.
His project's coming, man. His project's coming. You know what I'm saying? I'm an A&R his project and stuff. So I got some stuff in the works. We can't really say.
It's on the way. Big things.
That's what's up. So, what can we expect if we see you? You know, definitely let us know about any shows you got coming up. But what can they expect when they come to see you at a show?
Oh man, energy! You're gonna see energy. You might see me walk through the crowd. I might jump on the bar. Ain't no telling what I'm gonna do. You're gonna see energy.
Right.
You're gonna see me turn up. You're gonna see me vibe. Or you're gonna see me two step. You're gonna see me Kodak Bop. You're gonna see me. Know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do something. You gonna, you know what I'm saying? You gonna remember it the next day. You gonna remember.
Okay. Right.
Crowd gonna move. All right. I'm gonna make the crowd move. Crowd control. I love this shit.
Right. Okay. Now every, I think I did so see good. Something that you had a show coming up in January.
Yeah, the 13th on Hip Hop Everything. Shout out to Draco. ESC promo, DJ Damage, man. Hip Hop Everything. It's the new wave, internet radio, man. Much love. That's what it is. January 13th in Stewart at the Stillery. Yeah, man, we rocking out, man. Branching out.
What's up?
Networking. Showing love. You know what I'm saying? Good vibes, positive vibes.
Right. Okay. So, all right, DJ Damage, you got anything else you want to say? We're going to check in with another caller right quick.
Man, just shout out everybody tuned in, man. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all look out for Hundo.
Y'all follow my boy DJ Damage too, man. Y'all need to host some parties and all that. That y'all need to hit DJ Damage.
Drop your link, Damage.
Yes, sir. Follow me on Instagram, man, DJ Damage 1989. Facebook, DJ Damage, you know what I'm saying? And tune in to me as well, HHE Radio, man. We do
HHE Radio, Hip Hop
every day. Yes, sir. So make sure y'all tune in with me on there. Shout out to Monsters Radio. Yes, sir.
One love.
Minnesota, DJ. Man. I've been up there. I haven't been to Minnesota in a while, man. I went on tour there.
Oh, you've been up here before?
Yeah, like once.
Need a big jacket up though.
Right. All right. Well, let's go ahead and check in with with our other caller right quick. Let me check in with them. We got a 772-267. Takeover Tuesday.
Okay.
Hello.
Take over.
You already know who it is, man. It's your boy Elvis, man. You know what it is, man. ESC Promotions in the building. DJ E Monster. What's happening, fam? Y'all already know how this go, baby. You know what I'm saying? Hundo, shout out, man. DJ Damage. What's good, baby? You know what I'm saying?
What's up?
Hey, man, you know how we do it here, man. How you doing, my man?
What's up, blood?
What's good? What's good with everybody, man?
E, what's up, blood? It's Hundo.
Y'all already know, man. What's good, baby?
What's up, my boy? Man, we working.
Yeah, man.
We
so,
working.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. ESC Promotions in the building, man. Yo, E Monster, man. Shout out to Monsters Radio, man. DJ E Monster, man.
Shout
you been putting
Monsters
in that work
Radio.
For us.
Seriously.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Y'all make sure y'all go tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah, man. Hey, shout out to everybody tuned in right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, E Monster, what's good, baby? How's everything, man?
Just trying to stay in the house. I'm not gonna lie. It's cold out there. It is.
It's cold.
My man
says
it's cold. Big coats.
Big coats.
So check it out, Elvis. Now, you do a lot. You know, you're a friend around here. You've been here before. This
of course,
artist
of
has
course.
Been brought to us courtesy of you. You did so.
Yes,
Give us a little bit how did you meet Hundo, and what made you decide to work with this guy?
Actually, we was I work with DJ Damage, you know what I'm saying? Because we all work together at hip everything, you know what I'm saying? He's a DJ. He goes live at, I believe, at 9 o'clock every night, you know what I'm saying? Or 4:30 and 9, something like that. But, you know, we all worked together, and he was telling me, hey, man, you know, I got somebody that's going to perform out here. And we was out at the Beanie Siegel concert out in Tampa, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I'm out there, you know, we having a good time and everything. And then the performance comes up, you know what I mean? And I hear, you know, dope boy, they want to have fun. Bam. You know what I'm saying? I was already grooving and. You know how I get, my dude. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in there, bro, and I was just loving it. You know what I mean? Then I got to the house, and I believe either Hundo or Damage had sent me the song, and then I played it live here at the house, and I seen how many people tuned into it. You know what I mean? Then I took it with me to the club. And I had the DJ playing at the club, and everybody was just like jamming to it at the club. So I was like, all right. I was like, let me. It's time to call Monster up. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and have it played on the radio and get this man an interview, man. You know what I mean? And I believe
right.
he has something. You know what I mean? And
right,
you know
right.
I got an ear for things too, man. You know what I mean? When I hear an artist and I you know, I get involved, you know, you know that I like it, you know what I mean? You know that I'm involved
right.
in the music, you know?
Yeah, that's a blessing, man. Shout out to ESC Promotions. Much love from the Hundo Gang. All the way.
I appreciate
right.
that, my dude. Yo, same here.
Much
man.
Love, my dude.
Now
yeah, so you know
there.
I
just real quick, I know you know a little bit more probably about the event coming up on the 13th with Hip Hop Everything. Do you know a little more on the insight to try to entice people a little
oh,
bit?
Oh, yeah, yeah, man.
To check out Hundo?
It's going to be Hip Hop Everything, TBX, which is a team building exercise. And it's going to be at the Stillery in Stuart, Florida. That's at 2196 Southeast Ocean Boulevard, Stuart, Florida, 34996. You know, sponsored by ESC Promotions and Southrageous Entertainment. Music brought to you by DJ Damage. We also have in the building Theolodge, Sinner SRE, Yoshi, Jay Savvy, Swayze Jones, Tree, Hundo, Little Raw, D-Money on Cloud 9, Ricky Polo, Blaze Bars, Nick Beam, and Nicki Monroe. This is going to be
all-star,
man, this shit is going to be off the motherfucking hook right here, bro. This shit right here. There's too much talent. There's too much talent in one book. This is
yeah, that's an all-star,
I mean, you can't
roster,
even
man.
Say nothing else. It's got it's
take
legendary.
The roof off that thing. Take the
yeah,
roof off,
it's
man.
It's just legendary, my dude. It's beyond belief, man. This is I can't believe that we have. And then you know, everybody's coming off a tour. Theologe is coming off a tour off of Europe. Sinner just came back off a tour. I mean, it's gonna be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful event, man. And you ain't never seen none of these people perform. Let me tell you something. This shit is, and then the return of Jay Savvy too, man.
Yeah.
Everybody in the building, Hundo, man. Let me tell you, man. It's just, it's yo. Shout out to Draco, man, from Hip Hop Everything.
Shout out to Draco.
That's my man.
Shout out to Draco.
That's my Ace
Boom
Coon. Yeah, Draco. Yo.
Draco.
You did it with
my
this
boy.
One, my dude. We
yes,
in
sir.
There.
Hip Hop Everything.
Yo.
Trust me.
Yo,
right,
like I said,
right.
Man, E-Monster, bro, shout out to E-Monster,
shout
Monster,
out to E-Monster.
U.S. Radio. Yes, sir,
West
man,
road.
Yo, I appreciate the love, man. You're always supporting, you know what I'm saying, indie
it's
artists and always have.
Great vibe, great
you know
vibe,
I mean?
Good vibe.
I've worked with E-Monster, like, what, 10 years now, something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, he's, you know, DJ E-Monster, he's family.
Like twice, bro. I think I filed you twice on my taxes, bro.
Independent.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's my man's in there.
So,
that's
right,
what's
Hundo,
up. That's
tell
real.
Us, bro, what you got planned for the future, man? I mean, is it just music? I mean, what can we expect in the future? Some reality shows, music, I mean, movies. What can we expect?
Yeah, I'm trying to do it all. I got a personality, you know, so it's like I want to do it all. But it's like music is what I focus on because that's what my passion is. So music mostly, but, you know, I'm elevating, you know, movies and TV and writing scripts or writing books or, you know, stuff like that. I'm going to just expand, you know. I ain't going to be in a box. It's bigger than being a rapper. You got to be a hustler.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be a hustler more than a rapper, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
The bag.
Right.
Think about the bag. What make that bag come in? That's what's going to matter.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that.
Cause one time for the kids, man, y'all stay in school.
Mm.
All the kids stay in school, get your education.
All right.
Ain't nothing wrong with the education.
I asked you this one, and then you could do your shout-outs on our way up out of here. This one's kind of offbeat a little bit, but, bruh, I got to ask you, man to man, man to man, any predictions for the Super Bowl? Any predictions for the Super Bowl?
For the Super Bowl?
Serious.
Let me I'm going to jump out there, too. I'm going to jump out there. I'm going to go with the Colts. I like Andrew Luck. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
No, that was kind of a trick question. I'm gonna take the Vikings on that because that was a trick question. You know, we love y'all. Shout out to Dalvin Cook. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dalvin Cook, all them boys, Xavier Rhodes, everybody that went to Florida State that's on that roster. You know what I'm saying? I fought with y'all. I'm going with the Vikings. Dalvin Cook.
What's up? I'm running with you this year. Hell yeah.
I'm running with Cook.
So, all right, bro. Any shout outs or any last words?
Yeah, man. I got to shout out my team. You know what I'm saying? Hundo Gang, all my niggas, Marvin. You know what I'm saying? El Chapo, Coop DeVille, my nigga Randy, cousin. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Minnesota. Shout out to Florida. Shout out to the whole world. Fuck it. Gang style. We in here.
What about you, Elvis? You got any last words on your way out?
Well, you know what?
Oh, yeah,
I just
man. Oh, hold up, hold up, hold up.
That...
Yeah, I got to shout out to Elvis, man. I got to shout out to Elvis. I got to shout out DJ Damage. You know what I'm saying? I can't forget y'all. Can't forget Thomas Mosley. And my mama and my daddy for creating me and all my sisters and brothers. And that's it. Boom. My
Ooh,
bad, bro. I had
what?
To get that in. I couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't forget mama.
Nah, you good. You good, man.
Right.
We all fam. We all fam here,
coming.
Man. We all fam here.
Mama gonna hey, work. Yeah, it don't matter how old you are.
Yo, E-Mark, don't forget to break me off. Don't when you you claim your taxes this year. You know?
What? I don't want much.
I don't want much. I just want a little bit, you know. Yeah. Hey, man, shout out to E-Monster, Monsters Radio, man. Shout out to Hip Hop Everything and Draco, man. Shout out to myself, man. ESC Promotions in the building.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Hundo, DJ Damage.
Yes, sir.
Yo, the team is working out here, man. Yo, shout
Salute.
Out to Sinner, man, on his, you know what I'm saying, European tour, man. Shout out to Theolize, man. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, the comeback of Jay Savvy, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the TBX about to happen. You know what I'm saying? Sunday, January 13th, right here.
Big show. If
yeah,
y'all
man.
Florida,
hey,
E-Moss,
are you coming? E-Moss, are you coming down for that, right?
Hey, I was trying to squeeze in there. I'm trying to work on my sponsors. We're trying to get Monsters Radio to come down there. I'll probably do a couple live interviews and see what's up.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm
I would set up. I would set you up a little table and everything, man. And we put up the whole thing, banner and all. Yes, sir.
See.
That sound like a
so
bit.
My sponsors out there, I hope y'all paying attention. It don't cost much.
Hey
Let's
man, if they didn't hear what I just said, man, tell them, man, I will put Monsters Radio right there. You know, there's own table, his own setup
in
right
the,
there,
in the building,
ready to
in
rip.
The building.
Right.
In the building.
ESC Promotions approved, for real.
Right.
You know
there.
What I'm saying?
You heard.
We rock with Monsters Radio.
So, all right, uh-huh. So let's see. I'm going to close it out like this. Now, I usually don't run these back-to-back like this, but, hey, I don't give a fuck what y'all say. This is a hot track, man. I'm just saying. I'm trying to put it on you.
Yeah, man.
Let's see. This right here is Hundo's track. It's called Have Fun. Is that what it is, or is it D-Boys Want to Have Fun?
It's called Have Fun. Yeah, Have Fun.
Okay.
We
okay.
kept it PG for the title.
Right. Okay. So here we go again. And if you mad about it, you feeling some kind of way, you and your emotions, here is the number you can call to complain. It's 1-800.
Yes.
That's 1-800. These nuts. Make sure your ass calls for line 8 and then delete me from Facebook, motherfucker.
Got it. Got it.
Dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on the designer drugs, yeah. Before we had to get it out the mud, yeah. Dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on the designer drugs, yeah. Before we had to get it out the mud, yeah. Gonna roll one, smoke one. Cup pulled up a strong one. I ain't drizzy, but I'm on one. Bitch, I'm living like a dope boy. I got this gas from my homeboy. You think I'm stopping, then you're wrong, boy. Dolo flow, I got my own voice. I'm sitting high up on that polo horse. Wrist watch, it's a Michael Kors. I'm turning up when I get bored. Hundo no gang off the glass, all we do is press the board. Blunts going back and forth, I'm that nigga and you know. Dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on designer drugs, yeah. Before we had to get it out the mud, yeah. Dope boys, they wanna have fun.
Bad bitches just wanna have fun. Hundo, we turned up on the designer drugs, yeah. But first we had to get it out of the mud, yeah.
Everybody wanna slice, but ain't willing to pay the price. Niggas hated that I'm nice. I hustle and sacrifice, taking chances to get it. I'm jeopardizing my life, and I'm fully committed. I'm strictly handing the business, got my mind on the minute. Laces tight, I ain't tripping. All I got is them bitches. I put my faith in my Glock. Can't show no love to these niggas. She ain't gon' hold you down, can't put no trust in these bitches. I just roll me a switch and elevate on you niggas. First bind, I was saying, get that paper, little nigga. Fuck the hate of my nigga, fuck the rebate of my nigga. With me, I'm tired, we ain't even had no cape for my nigga. I know I'm destined to get it. Hundo,
dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on designer drugs, yeah. But first we had to get it out the mud, yeah. Dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on designer drugs, yeah. But first we had to get it out the mud, yeah.
Yeah, so that's Hundo. It's called Have Fun. Remember, if you miss any part of his information or you want to rehear the interview, you can always listen 24/7, 365. Just go to MonsterVerseRadio.com or just replay this link right here. Get it? And when you connect with him, let them know you heard him on Monsterous Radio. So it looks like one of my co-hosts done strolled in here. A little bit late, but she here, though. Is that you, Miss Unbelievable? Hello?
Oh, this is me, and I've been listening since 8:30. Y'all was getting it in, having fun. That's what's up. Don't play me. Just got to work, getting them coins.
Right. So what's going on, Mama?
You know, enjoying the interview, you know, can't wait, you know, to get the monstrous sponsorship so we could go down there and make it happen like we do, you know. And just enjoying the night, you know, being monstrous, coming to take over, had to get them coins right quick, work a little late, but hey, as long as I'm getting paid, don't make it out with me.
Get that bread.
Making that solid money, make it do what it do.
Right. So you know, that interview, it did go longer than it was expected, but like you said, it was a great interview. We got to talking and chatting, and you know what I mean? I just want to see more from that guy. You know what I mean? I want to see some videos. Yeah. I want to see a lot more from him because he's very interesting. I like his background story. You know what I mean? I'm definitely feeling that track, so. You know, I want to see more. I definitely want to see more.
Yeah, great stuff. You know, it looks like he got his head on his shoulders. You know, what I was hearing, and pretty much heard the whole little whoop-whoop interview. But, you know, I can't wait to see, you know, all them blaze that stage. It sounded like a lot of talent. It'll be real cool if they can all send their stuff in so we can spin it, you know, and really have all of them hear what's going to go down in Florida and get them excited, and maybe some folks from Minnesota can go down there and groove with them, you know?
Oh, right. Make a whole time for it.
And just tell them that Monster is radio. Send them.
Be down there with Aurora. So, all right. So, actually, you came in here just in time because, you know, I haven't done the entertainment news yet. We probably got, you know what, maybe 10 minutes left in the show. Let's see. We ain't nobody new trying to take over. So, all right. So, I guess we can drop some of this entertainment news, also known as the who's fucking who and who's getting fat gossip lifestyle. Here's one that I did want to throw out here because I was like, wow, when I seen it. Did you see the thing about the stuff, the graffiti that's been put on Meek Mill's mom's house or grandmother's house?
No.
Yeah, well, apparently somebody graffitied Meek Mill's grandma's house with graffiti that reads Acorn.
If you're not familiar with what ACORN is, ACORN is a term that relates to white privilege power. Meek himself is even filing a police report about the thing going on. It looks like there's a white guy spray painting his grandmother's home with racist graffiti. I'm pretty sure shit's going to get hectic over this one right here because, man, you don't fuck with nobody's grandma. It is. And they in Philly. Come on, man. So, all right. Yeah. So that's,
but you know what? That's kind of messed up. That's kind of messed up. You want to, and I'm going to tell you why that's messed up. Because, like you said, ain't nothing like messing with your mama, your grandmama. I mean, pretty men don't care if you mess with the daddy because they can take care of themselves. But when you cross the line and mess with your mama or your grandmama, and you know you really can't do nothing because you know you're sitting at life in prison, and if they even resort to even thinking that you're going to retaliate, they're going to get you first. You know what I'm saying? So for me, that's kind of messed up because he can't really retaliate how he would really want to retaliate. Because if he get caught up, he going to jail for a long time. So that's kind of messed up, you know, how they plan him. But he going to do something. And if he's smart, he'll do it by the law. If he's smart, he'll do it by the law. They playing with the law, so why not do it with the law? So, Meek, I know you want to do your hood way because we all think hood first because they messing with your peeps. They're getting too close to your heart. But, man, you know how you fighting for justice through the system? This system, you might have to switch up and follow the system. And then on the low-low, next time, send a message back that ain't going to put you in jail. So, whew.
All right, and I guess the only other one I got over here, now we talked about it, now we talked about especially with Offset, that's his name, right, Offset, him apologizing and the whole thing what they got going on, to me, I think they're going to get back together, especially after this comment that I read that Cardi B had said. And some of y'all going to relate to it soon as I say. Cardi B says, I don't really miss Offset. Just his penis. He will be home by the weekend. I'm just saying. She said she just missed the penis. Oh, no. He'll be home by Christmas. I guarantee you that. It is. I'm just saying.
Just because he's home don't mean they together. I'm telling you, just because now this is what she's saying, fellas. I'll take your dick over a relationship. So you gonna do what you do, and I'ma do what I wanna do. But when I call you for that dick, because you is my husband, you need to handle it. If I don't call you, you need to stay over there. Trying to tell y'all, he ain't coming home to stay. He coming home to be her little sex slave. I'm just saying. It ain't gonna be the same, but I'm trying to tell you, he may be at the crib, but she gonna have some stipulations. You can't leave a toothbrush. You gonna go where you came from, but tonight you gonna lay it down. I'm just keeping a honey. And if he do stay, that's because she need him to babysit. He's gonna be the butler. I'm just saying, he gonna be the butler.
So in other words, he finna become Norbit. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Okay. Well, they gonna get back. Yeah, that's all I can say. See, I ain't got nothing else for y'all. Let's see, that's about it. I got they have some other stuff over here, but it just was not interesting to me at all. Oh, big shout out to Penny Marshall. May she rest in peace. All the old school people, you guys remember her from Laverne and Shirley. And then she became a great director. You remember Penny Marshall?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that was the first ugly lady I ever had a crush on. I'm just saying, don't judge me. Pray for me. I was not that old.
We won't.
you
are telling your age.
Oh, shit, I just dated the hell out of myself. No, no, they could have been reruns, man. Nickelodeon's been out for a long time. Nick at Night.
And you still aging yourself. Who watched Nick at Night and watched Laverne and Shirley? I'm just saying nobody.
Well, I'm not trying to act like I'm 19. I mean, damn, you did. I do got a set that dropped a little while ago. I mean, damn. You can look at my face and tell I'm not in my 20s. Let's keep it 100. I mean, I meet new people. How you doing, OG? I really want to say, fuck your life, motherfucker. But I just got to say, yeah, I'm not the youngest spring chicken around here. It is what it is.
No.
Just need to drink more water and use some Noxzema. I don't know.
Oh, not Noxzema. Not olive Olay.
I don't know.
But did you hear who Albie Sure is dating?
No, but you be sure to tell me. Who is Albie Sure dating?
He is dating this lady off of the Housewives of New York. She's this white lady who just got divorced 2 years ago. Her name's like Diane something. They saying it's a publicity stunt because she liked the limelight and he liked the limelight. So we may be seeing him on the Housewives of New York pretty soon to bump up his career because I guess he's going on tour now, you know, doing his little songs. And he done lost some weight, so he looking a little buff. So y'all be looking for Al B. Sure, who 50, trying to come back and be the man. I wasn't all that impressed with Al B. before. So it will be interesting to see how Al B sounds now, because that was when he was singing, wasn't he like going through puberty?
Let's see. First of all, when was Al B Sure singing? I'll wait.
Oh.
You better go off on your own. What the hell was that? Don't get me twisted. If I know some of y'all out there like he hating. He should be supporting the light skin culture. Fuck you, mean. It is what it is. If you think I'm lying, I thought this shit was bumping way back in the day too. If you think I'm lying, you go get that CD right now, put it in, and let that motherfucker run. And you tell me how you feel about it. You need to go jogging is what you need. You need some calisthenics. Buy you some cross trainers or something. Get you some love. You talking about some
look.
Al B. Sure looking buff. You sure that ain't Christopher Williams?
No, because Christopher Williams look like a crackhead right now.
Christopher Williams look like Christopher Watkins. My bad. My bad.
But you know you should be taking up for your light skinned brothers. I don't know why you not. That's wrong.
Damn,
you should be like, I
them.
Got y'all.
We trade them for Wesley Snipes, and we gonna rub him off on everybody. We all toning up. We all getting a tan. Any last words?
That's
we get
too dark. That's too dark. That's
no,
too dark. That's too dark.
There's a lot of light-skinned people. I'm telling you, you need some of that doctor rubber. You know, we all going to get a little tan. Just rub on Wesley a little bit. We gonna
oh, my gosh. We live, y'all. Tune in tomorrow to Wet, Wet Wednesday, where it's always nasty, always sexy, and always dripping your panties real, 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 real wet. With that sexy conversation. Yes, and that music that's not always sexy, but definitely smooth to poke you with.
Oh, shit. I'm just saying, man, that's going to be messed up. Christopher Williams, I'll be sure. And Wesley's not gonna whoop my ass when they catch me. You did. I'm just saying. But y'all don't want no smoke with me. I'll pull out my blade. You better go on for your own.
That's
girl.
One tic tac show I would not pay to see. I'm just saying.
Wait, what? Tic tac show? That's that bullshit. We out of here. Monsters Radio Live. It's unbelievable. And
thank you for
DJ
listening.
Monster. We out.
Peace.